And this is an emergency. It's an emergency cry for the whole world. And this country is turning its back on God.
I certainly agree with that. And, hey, can I ask you where you attend church?
Well, I go over to Portland, over to Shawnee Baptist Church.
Shawnee Baptist. Yes. All right. Well,
but
you know,
my thing is, I know you don't want to go there. That's fine. My thing is, I'm a Christian.
No, you're not.
You
can't be a Baptist and be a Christian.
I'm not a Baptist.
But you go to the Baptist church?
But see, I didn't put that up there.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why would you want to belong, affiliate yourself with a denomination you can't even read about in the Bible?
I agree with you 100%.
But you don't, because I couldn't stomach that.
Well,
Hold on. If I knew that the church I belong to started in the 1600s by somebody other than Jesus, if I knew I couldn't read about my church in the Bible, I wouldn't step foot in that door again. But I bet you will.
I read about myself in the Bible. I read about where there are those who have not seen me and have not heard me, but they believe. I read about myself that Jesus had died for me 2,000 years ago. He was thinking about me 2,000 years ago.
Well, he was, and everybody else. Let me ask you this, though. That's what it's all about. Let me ask you this. You already admitted that the Baptist Church isn't in the Bible.
Yes, sir.
And you're just admitting a fact. I think most people who are honest would admit that.
Yes, sir.
All right. But in the Bible, you read about a church. And the Bible says that the saved are added to that church.
Amen.
Well, if the saved are added to the church of the Bible, but you're in a church that's not in the Bible, how can you claim to be saved?
But when he comes back, Aaron, he's not coming back for that building.
No, who said anything about a building? I said a church.
And me. The church is us.
The church is an assembly.
He's not going to come back for that building.
Nobody said that.
Yeah, right.
I don't believe it. But what I'm saying...
You got a point.
Yeah.
I don't believe in denominationism. I don't believe...
Yes, you do.
In Baptist.
Yes, you do.
What I believe,
if you didn't, you wouldn't be there.
Christ, in Romans 10:9.
If you didn't, you wouldn't be there.
I know, Larry. I know it's kind of hard. The legalism and all of that is kind of hard.
There's no legalism.
Merry Christmas to you here.
It's compromise. Don't hang up yet.
Oh, okay.
We're having a good conversation. I hope you know I love you.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
But I want us to reason together for just a minute.
Yes,
because,
sir.
Listen, take building out of the equation. I don't believe that the building is the church. You don't believe that. No one listening believes that.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying, though, is the word church in the New Testament denotes an assembly of people. And in the New Testament, you have the Lord's church, the Lord's assembly of people.
Amen.
But you already admitted that the Baptist church is an assembly not found in the Bible. It didn't come about until the 1600s.
And among the other denominations. Also.
Yes.
Among all of the other ones.
Yes. They're all wrong. They're all wrong.
Yeah, it's a lot. And you know what? We have to evangelize. We have to pray, and we can't condemn. We have to. Jesus said, "You're free. You're free indeed. He set me free, and he changed me."
Do you think that Jesus is honestly now? Just be honest. Now, I know you've been honest today. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Do you think that Jesus appreciates the fact that men over the centuries have come along and established their own churches?
No, that's a doctrine of devils.
Yes. He doesn't like that, does he?
Satan has come in, because we're fighting against not flesh and blood, but Satan has come in and has emulated and tried to he's imitating, and he has,
yes,
and he is seeking whom he may destroy and devour. Absolutely,
you just made my point. The devil, through the influence of the devil, these different man-made churches have come about.
Yes, absolutely.
They rival the Lord's church.
Yeah, and it has caused confusion, because, see, God's not the author of fear and confusion. That has caused a lot of confusion. And all I could say to you and Brother Melvin Spencer, a nice humble brother, that, you know, we gotta pray. Because
we gotta do more than pray.
We can fail every day. We miss the mark.
We've got to do more than pray. That's like saying that we ought to pray for our daily bread, but not go out and work for it.
Well, yeah.
You have to do more, and that's what this program's all about.
Yeah, I understand with you coming out of that doctrine of Catholic. I've heard...
Catholic?
I've heard...
I came out of Catholicism.
Right.
That's
right.
Another rivaling right. religious group.
I found out. I heard that Mother Angelica says that purgatory was a part of her faith. This was quoted. I heard her say that. Actually say that. And I knew that that did not line up with the Bible. I knew that that didn't line up with the Bible. But Jesus said, don't worry about that. Jesus says when he comes back, he said, let the wheat and tares grow up together. I'll do the separating.
Let me ask you one more question. And then I'll get back to your Christmas question.
Yes, sir.
You acknowledged, and rightfully so, that the Baptist Church is not found in the Bible. It was started by a man in the 1600s. And that it came about under the influence of the devil. It rivals the church of the Bible. And I think you used the word they're trying to emulate or imitate or something like that. You're exactly right.
But you know what, Aaron?
Why would you want to associate with something that's unbiblical, of the devil, and rivals the Lord's church?
But Jesus said, don't worry about it.
No, he did not.
He said, let
show
the
me the
wheat
passage.
And tares grow up together. Didn't he say, let the wheat and tares grow up
together?
You're
misusing that passage.
Huh?
Jesus, I know exactly what you're talking about. I just preached on it.
I'm going to do the separating. He says he's going to separate the goats and the sheep. The goats on his left, the sheep on his right.
Yes,
says,
but hold on. You're talking about Matthew 13.
Yes, sir.
This parable of the weeds.
Don't get your blood pressure up. Don't worry about it, Aaron, because let me tell you something.
I'm going to worry about it.
Jesus is going to take care of that. See, we.
But it's going to be too late. Jesus is going to take care of it.
He's going to take care of it, brother Aaron.
But if you're not in the body of Christ we read about in the Bible, it's going to be too late.
Well, you know what? Just because I don't sit next to you, Aaron, does not mean that I'm going through the destruction on the broad way of destruction. I don't believe it.
Listen.
I don't believe that. I believe God saved me.
But you do
God
believe. But you hold on.
Anytime.
But you do believe, you said so, you do believe that the New Testament church is the body of the saved.
Well, you know,
and you're in some other church.
Well, you know, you got the body of Christ. We all work together. You have the seven churches in Revelation, which have different names. Okay?
They all belong to Christ. They weren't different man-made denominations.
Right. There were only two of those churches that Jesus was pleased with.
You're not comparing the Baptist church to one of those seven congregations in the first century, are you?
Well,
those churches weren't founded by men.
The seven churches that Jesus, there were two of them that he was only pleased with.
I agree.
Seven churches. And they had the Church of Smyrna and the Church of
Philadelphia,
et cetera, et cetera. These churches had, you can clearly see they were different names.
Let me ask you another question. I'll let you go. I know I've held you a long time.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you for participating, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you one final question. First of all, I do hope you'll think about this honestly and objectively in the hours and days to come. If I were in a church that I can't read about in the Bible, a church that started with a man, a church that rivals the Lord's church, I'd get out of there and I'd get out of there ASAP.
I'm under the blood, Aaron.
But let me say this.
I'm glad
you bring that up because this was my final question.
Okay.
How can you say that you're under the blood and therefore saved when the Baptist church does not teach the true plan of salvation?
I mean, I'm leaving that up to the Lord.
Didn't you say earlier that baptism is necessary?
Yes, I don't agree with the name titles, but he's not going to come back for the name titles.
Let's talk about baptism for a minute.
He's going to come back for us.
Was it you or the previous caller? Didn't you agree that baptism is necessary?
Yes, baptism is necessary.
Did you know the Baptist church would throw you out for believing that?
Well, I got baptized in a Baptist church.
But it wasn't for the forgiveness of sins.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
In 1994 at Von Spiegel Street.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
I got baptized in 1994 and I've been going ever since.
I'll tell you what I'll do. If you'll hang up with me, you've got 20 minutes. If you will call the preacher who baptized you in the Baptist church, have him call me on the air.
Oh no, I got it out of the Bible. I did exactly what the Bible said, do
I? Listen, I have not met a Baptist preacher ever that believes you're baptized for the forgiveness of sins.
I would tell those Baptist preachers the same thing you told them. I believe what the Bible, I'm a Bible believing person, and that's what I believe in. I just don't want to fail to assemble myself because of, trivial things and get caught up in all kinds of confusion.
Well, listen to what you just said.
You know what the Bible says?
What you just said. You just told me you agree with me.
You agree.
You said you agree with me that baptism...
I agree with the Bible.
Amen. Let me clarify that. Good point. You just said you agree with the Bible.
Yes, sir.
And subsequently me, because I believe the truth as well on this.
I agree with you. because of what you're yes. quoting the Bible.
But think about what you just said, though. Think about what you just said, though.
Yes, sir.
You said that you belong to a church that does not believe. You believe it, but the church you belong to does not believe that baptism is necessary for salvation. How in the world?
Yes, they do.
How?
Yes,
no, they don't.
Yes, they do.
What Baptist church do you belong to?
I got baptized. They baptize every Sunday in there, and in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
What church do you belong to?
Well,
listen, I'll call them up right now.
Well, I'll
call them up on the air right now. We'll call them and we'll ask the pastor.
He believes in the Bible.
No, he doesn't. If he did, he wouldn't be a Baptist, and he wouldn't teach that you're saved without baptism.
That was something that was labeled 400 years ago. That ain't have nothing to do with us today. I didn't put that name up there. I didn't change that name.
Well, here's
didn't
how
do that.
Here's how we settle the issue
but
about baptism.
Take care of that on the last day.
Wouldn't you agree with me?
The wheat and the tare grow up together.
We'll talk about that. Real quick, wouldn't you agree with me that there's an easy way to settle this?
Well,
is just let me call your pastor on the air and ask him.
No, I'm going to go with the Bible.
Well, hold on now. You just told me that he does believe that baptism is necessary.
He does, but I'm a believer.
He does not.
He believes in the Bible. I believe in the Bible, and you do too, Aaron.
So you don't want me to call him?
Well, I mean,
there's an easy way to settle this.
You know, hey, we're about evangelizing, brother.
Well, let's evangelize. Let's call him and ask him, how can a lost person...
And I want to evangelize the lost. I want to, you know, like Jesus said, the person that's healed doesn't need the doctor. We need to go and preach the gospel.
All right, thanks, man.
Did he say he was baptized every Sunday?
Huh? Yeah, after the sermon's over with, and he preaches the gospel, and if someone comes forward who hasn't been born again, had been saved, they baptize them at once.
Your words just betrayed you, my friend.
Well,
you just said they were already saved, they were already born again, and then we baptize them.
The question that the other brother had asked, he said that, did they get baptized every Sunday? And I said, yes, when someone comes forward.
You just said they were saved first.
Huh?
You just said they were saved first.
No, I didn't say that.
I've got it on tape.
I'm saying that the lost is out here that needs to be evangelized and needs to be saved. See?
Hold on. For clarification purposes, I've got it on tape. You just said that when a person comes forward, they've been born again.
Yeah, you got to be born again.
Then we baptize them.
You must be born again. Absolutely.
You can't be born again without baptism.
I didn't say it in that right order, but yes.
Neither does the Baptist Church.
Yes. The Holy Ghost. See, Jesus said you can't come any kind of way. The Spirit has to draw you. See? So.
How does he do that?
So what he does is that he knocks at our door of the heart. The Father has to draw him.
How does he draw us?
You have to be drawn to Jesus.
How does he draw us?
Well, he draws us with the Holy Ghost. He draws as
is it miraculous?
Yes, it's a miracle. That's a miracle when somebody gets saved.
Did you know you couldn't prove that God draws us miraculously if your life depended upon it?
Well, I'm not going to get into all the words.
Well, will you hold tight while I just quote one passage?
But I'm going to go with the Bible.
Well, good. I'm helping you. Let me quote one passage.
Yes, sir.
And then I'll let you go.
Okay.
Because this is basic Calvinism 101, the direct operation of the Holy Spirit. This idea that the Spirit, God has to draw you miraculously. Let me just quote John 6:44-45.
It
says, no one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him.
Amen. That's what I was trying to say.
Exactly. But hold on. This is where Calvinists want to stop. And they say, see, it says you can't come to Jesus unless the Father draws you. And they assume that means draws you miraculously. But Jesus didn't stop there.
Right.
Verse 45, it is written in the prophets, and they will all be taught by God. Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. We're told how the Father draws you.
Amen.
It's not miraculous, it's by the teaching of the Word.
Well, I'll tell you something, Brother Aaron, it's a miracle that Mary was with the Holy Ghost.
Well, now we're talking about something else.
Well, that's a miracle. It's a miracle.
I agree.
It's a miracle. It is a miracle.
That conception was undoubtedly miraculous.
Yeah.
But don't escape our passage.
Oh,
will you concede on the air, and I'll let you go. Will you concede that the Bible says the Father draws us, but it's through the Word?
Yes, absolutely. The Word. Yeah, absolutely. The Bible. Yes.
Romans 10:17. Faith comes by hearing the word.
By hearing the word of God.
Did you know the Baptist Church?
Amen.
The Baptist Church says that it's separate and apart from the word. It takes a direct operation of the Spirit upon the heart.
Well, all I can tell you about that, Ern, is that I don't believe that, and I don't think some of those people believe that.
Your preacher does.
Well, I don't know. I don't think so.
Give me his number. I'll call him and ask.
I'll tell you something, Aaron. Jesus, he'll straighten the crooked places out. If they're crooked, he'll straighten them out.
But if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch.
Well, that's true. And it's true. But I tell you, Aaron, just because I don't sit next to you doesn't mean that I'm not saved.
You don't have to be at South End. I'm not saying that.
Well, I'm just
but
saying,
I am saying you have to be in the Church of the New Testament.
God is saving people today all over this world. He's saving people. All over this world, all all nationalities, all races, all wealth, income. He is saving and saving and saving people.
That's not even the point.
He's using us as vessels today to get the word out. He's using us as a vessel. It's easy to. Jesus says, "My yoke is easy."
Hey, let me tell you something. Did you know I've done something today for you that I've never done for anybody else?
What's that?
I've given you about 20 minutes.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. Thanks, Vince. Merry Christmas.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
And brother. Merry
All
Christmas.
Right.
Thank you. God
All
bless
right,
you.
Let you go.
All right.
All right, let's see. We've got about 13 minutes remaining on the program. Hey, I'm looking at a clock as I talk. I know how long I've given him, and there's a reason for that, because I care about his soul first and foremost. But secondarily, everybody listening benefits from that. Here is a man who I think's a good man in many ways. I think that Chris, I think you'd agree with me that guy is kind and meek. I really appreciate him. But he's confused. He admitted that he belongs to a Baptist church and that the Baptist church is not in the Bible. He admitted that the Baptist church rivals the church of the Bible. He admitted that the Baptist Church and all other man-made denominations came about by the influence of the devil. And yet he's going to stay in the Baptist Church. He said it's not about a building. Nobody said anything about a building. He said it's not about a name. Well, the fact is, names matter. The church is the bride of Christ. Would you like your bride wearing someone else's name? He wouldn't let me call his pastor. Listen, you know I've been around a long time. We've been doing television and radio for well over 10 years. I've gone into Baptist churches and been escorted out. I'm not disruptive, but as soon as I start challenging what they're teaching, I gotta go. I've been around the block. I know what the Baptist church teaches. I've debated Baptist preachers. There's not a Baptist preacher I've ever met who believes that baptism is necessary for salvation. The caller said, well, I believe it is. So you're going to belong to a church that teaches a plan of salvation that you know is wrong? And then he said, well, I think he does believe it. Well, let me call him. I'll call him on the air. No, he wasn't interested in that. Why? Because you know, and I know, when I press him, he's going to say, no, you're saved before and without baptism. Baptism comes after salvation. He even talked about this direct operation of the Holy Spirit. That's Calvinism. That's of the devil. The Bible does say that the Father draws us, but it says He draws us through the Word. And so I think this man is a good man in many ways, but the bottom line is he's confused and he needs to understand. You can't be outside of the Lord's body. You can't be in some other church that believes some other plan of salvation and go to heaven.